the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Freaks and Effing Geeks. I'm your host, Lee Champion, joined by my co-host, Rage.
I'm sorry, I thought you were looking for Laquan.
Is Laquan here tonight?
Supposedly. I mean, you fucking begged for me.
Okay, you know what? Because I looked at my Skype, and I saw this number I didn't recognize, so I figured. So you showed up. What's up, Laquan?
It's not like I had a fucking choice.
What do you mean? You mean we forced you to come here? You don't seem like the type of person
that'd be
forced
to come
here.
Rage told me to fucking come because Lee kept on begging like a fucking baby for me to be on, so I'm fucking on.
Let me, we gotta, Rage told you what? Rage told you to come.
Rage lost some sort of bet that you and him had, and I'm here, so I'm here.
Are you related to EJ Johnson?
Who?
Never mind. Well, Laquan, hold on for a second. So, yes, myself, I guess co-host for the night is Laquan. We hit Laquan tonight, and I'm the founder, the owner of the main event, Double A the Rant. You heard what I heard, though, right? Double A, it said Rage asked, yeah, Rage told me to come, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I heard it.
I just wanted to make sure I heard that. So, episode 58. I'm glad you showed up, because I talked to Rage briefly before the show started. He sounded like he's still kind of salty over Saturday's show. So, I'm glad you showed up, Laquan.
Well, you did kind of treat my best friend like shit, so.
Best friend? How close are you two?
We're closer than brothers.
Brothers? Oh, wow. Jeez. Brothers, okay. Brothers and sisters?
No, we're brothers.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, calm down. Fall back. All right, so we got Laquan here.
Jesus Christ.
We got Laquan here. And, wow. Wasn't expecting you to show up, you know. But thanks for coming on, Laquan. So why did you have to come on the show anyway? Just for people, if anybody
because apparently you and Rage had some sort of bet, that if he were to lose, that I would have to be here for a day, as much as I didn't want to, but I'm here. So I'm here.
You guys are close, because you sound just like them at times. But anywho, I don't know if you know the terms of those bets. I'm pretty sure you do. I don't think you would have put yourself on the line and not know, you know, what the terms or conditions were to have you in. So,
doesn't matter. I'm here.
Do you know Rage, or do you know Marcus, whatever his other name is? Who do you know? Because you know how Nicki Minaj has Roman? Well, Mark, as he likes to be called, has Rage. So I just want to know, which one do you know? Or are you familiar with?
I'm familiar with both of them. I know both of them. I listen to the show. I've listened to every show since episode one.
Really? Huh. So do you know, like, in the biblical sense of know? Like, did you know, like, in the biblical sense, like, you know, you knew rage, and you know of them.
I know him very, very well.
Oh, huh. Interesting. So, in the biblical sense. Okay, well, thanks for, you know, tagging along tonight. I guess it's the Lee and Laquan show tonight. Since you've been listening since episode one, you know how the protocol and everything goes. I'm going to start off by acknowledging everybody in the chat room. I don't even know if you have the chat up. Do you have the chat room up or no?
I have this chat thingy up. The colors are very, very distorting to me. They're very disturbing.
The people in the chat room are?
The colors and of this chat. This thing needs to be fucking changed immediately.
Well, we're all about diversity around here, and it sounds like somebody of your nature would understand that.
Well,
While you're pondering on that, I'm going to go ahead and acknowledge people in the chat, okay? All right, so we got Sugar Shane. I'm sure you like that name, Sugar Shane. We got Phil Effing Rhea, Kid Human, Cash Cow. So just right there in that box right there, I'm sure you find something you like. Let me stop. We got nobody. Hacksaw Lou Reed. You like hacksaws? Double A. Rage is in the chat. So what's up, Rage? See, your homeboy's in the chat. We got Josh E. Will Morgan, host of Wrestling CIS. We have AC. And Trump 16. We got Trump in there. How do you feel about Trump?
Oh, I've met Trump before. I've met him.
Do you know him too?
I know him very, very well.
You know his shoe size?
No, but I know something else of a size.
Okay. What size shoe does Rage wear?
He wears like an 11, I think.
Oh, okay. Huh. Interesting. Okay, if you say so. Wow, when's the last time you saw Rage?
I didn't see him at all this week. He was busy at work. He was over some guy named Phil for some wrestling show.
Okay. So he told you had to call in. Let me ask you this. Did you ever get around to talking to Terry?
No, I didn't.
You didn't? Okay. Because that's part of the reason why you're here. Well, Terry sent something.
I kept on trying to fucking call this guy, and he wouldn't respond, but he kept on sending me pictures of his dick, which, I'll be honest, I'm not really impressed by it. I mean, I've seen a lot better than him, so,
So, did you study it for a while or whatever? I mean, because, you know, a lot went into
it. I gave it a good look. A good look.
Okay. Okay, well, and you weren't impressed. Okay. So.
No.
So I guess you didn't. Did you send Terry any pictures of yourself?
No.
Okay. You say that with such a. I don't know. Anyway, so we had some. I wasn't know. There was a couple of pictures that were surfacing around. And I was curious if you were one of them. There was a picture we had that we saw on Saturday morning. It was like I don't know if you heard live, but we went on the air at midnight on Saturday for our WrestleMania special. And there was one particular where it was someone that was a rather large man who was, I guess, in the bathroom taking a selfie. Was that you by any chance?
I don't take pictures of me taking a shit. That is my personal fucking time, duh.
Okay, well, you sound like you're a little too fierce. You know, just for you,
you're gay.
It's not me. Sometimes we have these malfunctions on this network. So
is that Double A guy? Whatever the fuck his name is.
Hey, look, he's the showstopper of the main event. I don't think you want to do that.
I'm not. I'm not impressed by double A.
You call that a penis?
I want to know, are you...
Yes, I do have a penis. Yes, I do have a penis. It's bigger than yours.
Are you on a diet at this time?
No, I don't. Diets are for pussies.
Okay, I just thought that you might be... dealing.
No, diets are for pussies. I tried to get on a diet. It didn't fucking work.
But so you don't eat salads?
I eat salads every now and then. You know, anything to make my ass look big.
Do you toss your own?
Do I toss my own salad?
Yeah.
See, I'd like to. I'd really, really like to, so I can stay away from these guys who always want to fuck me every time I go on the street.
Rectum.
Even when I go to a corner store, there's some fucking asshole who wants to fuck me. Like, I can't go to a store in peace. Fuck.
So where are you from, exactly?
I'm from Miami.
You're from Miami?
Yes, I am. From Miami.
Okay. Well,
I just moved up.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do tonight. Ooh. Plus size?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, just wondering. I'm just asking because I'm just going to vibe with you. Just tell us a little bit about yourself. We don't know.
What do you want to know?
Do you go around telling people to,
spread them and say cheese.
I don't go around saying that.
Why do you sound so angry?
I'm not like every other gay guy on the street. It's just looking for some dick. No. I don't do
Why
that.
Do you sound so angry?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, whatever. Yeah, whatever. I don't know. I don't want to be addressed.
So how does this show work?
Okay, so pretty much... Well, what we usually do, news stories. So let me ask you this. Did Rage at least supply you with any news stories or anything?
He gave me a few.
Okay, because there was something he wanted to talk about last week. I think he wanted to talk about, like, Orlando last week and a couple of them. So, I mean, he didn't get a chance to do it because he was so busy last week. And every time we tried to find a time to do it, something came up. So,
What is your beef with my friend? Tell me.
I don't have any beef with Rage. I love Rage. If I didn't like Rage, I wouldn't do the show with him. I have no beef with Rage. If I didn't like Rage, I wouldn't be doing the show.
It sounded like last week you really hurt his feelings. Me and him had a conversation after the show that night.
Did you just repeat yourself like I was cutting you off? Wait, look, no, y'all had a conversation. Well, the thing is, okay, I don't think his feelings can be hurt. That's one. Two, I don't know what it is with your homeboy. I don't know how well y'all know each other, but sometimes he can be a little bit over the top, and he just, you know, he was just over the top. Well, he showed up last week. Well, you're talking basically about last week when we had that whole thing, and we were fine after that. He showed up. Did he tell you about that stunt he pulled on our WrestleMania show? Did he tell you about that?
It wasn't a stunt from what he told me.
Okay, well, I are you going to take up for him regardless of what he says?
I listened to both sides of the story, but it really sounds like you hurt his feelings.
Oh, so I'm automatically the enemy because of that, is what you're saying?
I'm not calling you the enemy. I'm just saying you kind of hurt his feelings for what happened as the show went on. Especially with some guy named, like, Matt or some shit like that. Matt?
Squires you're talking about. Okay, so what do you want me to, what do you think is the best thing for me to do to make things right?
You should, I don't know.
What does Rage want? What does he want? What does he want? Do what I do better. What is that? What are you talking about? What's that? What do you mean by that?
I don't know. Do what you do. Just do what you do. Like, do what you do to make him happy, you know?
I don't know anything about that. I just kind of let things just fix themselves, right themselves. That's what I do. I mean, be grown men. You just let it go on, you know, going about your business. I mean, I'm trying to figure out what all you require and think should happen to make things work. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So what I'm saying is, like, you know, if you sound like you got some input.
You know what you can do? You know what you can do for him?
What's that?
You can purchase him a hooker. That's what you can do.
Okay. Well, let me tell you something. He has a job. That's something he want to do. Let him do it. I don't have time for that. That sounds like foolishness. So what I'm saying is, you know, No, I'm going to tell you what I want to do, though. You on here tonight, and so I don't know if you listen to any other shows on network, but
what I want to do. I listen to. Go ahead.
Okay. What I want to do is, there may be some people calling. Okay, we had this issue with Rage. I just want to know you're going to be cordial. There are some housekeeping rules. I don't want you disrespecting anybody that may call in. Do we have an understanding? Because I sense some hostility and anger in your voice, and I just need you to know that we don't do those things around here. This is a safe place. You're safe here. All right?
We shall see. I mean, I don't know about this chat room. This chat room has some very homophobic things to say. I've been called a fag like 8 times.
Okay, let's start off. Okay.
You stupid fag faggot.
All right. It might be some hate slurs thrown, but I don't think anybody in the chat room is scared of you, so I wouldn't use that term phobic. I don't think there's any phobia going on, okay?
You fairy.
So if there's any type of hate in the chat room, we can address that, but I don't think anybody's scared of you, Laquan.
You're gay. You know what I mean? Homophobic slurs.
Don't sound it. Okay. That helps you.
There's also someone I know very well. Someone named Silver Surfer or something like that.
You know him well. What do you mean by that?
I've seen the Silver Surfer's penis.
Whoa. When did you see that? At Comic-Con?
Yes, it was at Comic-Con. New York Comic-Con, actually. He smelled really, really weird, though. It smelled like some sort of...
I don't want to...
It smelled
we don't need to hear all that.
He smelled like cat food or some shit.
Okay, that's enough. Listen, why don't you go ahead and read your story, okay?
Good. You sure you don't want to hear about it? It was a really good time.
No. You can keep that between you and Surfer, all right?
I sucked Surfer's dick.
That damn faggot, I can't stand him.
All right, so you, because of you and your foolishness, Laquan, we got to move on, okay? I was trying to get Olivia, Will Morgan's sister, on so we can get an actual female on the show, and but because you went on and on and on and on, I missed the call. So, and I think she's gone now.
Please, if you want to talk to Olivia, I'll be nice and.
Well, I think she's gone now. I don't think she's around anymore. I think she went to sleep now. So, and then there was a guy that was going to call in for a couple of moments, named Tank. I don't know where he is. So, I don't know. But anyway, if you got one of those news stories, we'll see what happens. Why don't you go ahead and read one of those news stories? Because, look, I actually have something very important to do tomorrow, and I'm not going to be on air late tonight. You know what I'm saying? Like, it'll still be a regular size show, but, you know, probably like a couple of minutes in, we'll, you know. So why don't you go ahead and read your stories? You know, we'll make you feel at home. Just know your rule, and then we'll be good. All right? You got it? You heard me.
Whatever you say, Mr. Champagne.
Okay, go ahead and read your story. Shoot, go.
So, I don't know. This is something that I found that I thought was really, really funny. And that's apparently Microsoft hates niggers.
What are you talking about? This is an actual real story?
Microsoft. This is an actual real story. Microsoft set up sort of like an operating system. It's kind of like Siri or something like that. Something like okay. Siri, but its name is Tay, right? And they set Tay up with a Twitter account, and she tweeted some guy.
Before you move on, is it true that you have a Twitter?
That I have a Twitter?
Yeah.
No, I hate Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah, so she sent out a tweet, and it basically said the following. It said, says, I fucking hate niggers. I wish we could all put them in a concentration camp with types and be done with the lot. So she hates niggers and she hates the types, apparently. This is all coming from Microsoft. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. I'm just trying to process this in my mind. You sound a lot like Rage.
I don't sound like him.
Oh, okay. Is Rage around?
I don't know if Rage is around. Why don't you call him? You have his number?
I was going to actually let you go and let Rage on because it sounds like you got some better place to be.
Oh, if you want to let me go, I mean, I won't fault you. I mean, he'll probably answer. You never know. Give him a call.
Yeah, why don't we try to give? We'll. You know what? Why don't you go ahead and why don't you have him call? Because, you know, I don't know. You sound so much like him anyway. We might as well get the real thing. You know, I was never into. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, you might as well just get the
sound real like thing. Him. Why do you keep saying I sound like him? I don't sound like him. You are being very mean. I don't sound like him. It may be cool, but we're not that cool.
Do you snap with high schoolers like Rage does?
Do I snap with high schoolers? What is that apparently supposed to mean?
Okay, never mind. Yeah, get Rage, because I ain't feeling you tonight. You're just angry, you're mean, and I deal with that on a weekly basis with Rage, so I might as well deal with the real thing instead of dealing with some pseudo, I don't know, you just seem like you some goth type eyeliner wearing Wednesday Addams. I don't know, seem like, I don't know what's going on with you. So yeah, go get your boy, and then he call back, and you have yourself a good night.
All right, bye-bye now.
Yeah. Papers.
Toodles.
Uh-huh. Deuces. Well, that was.
How long do you think you practiced in front of the mirror?
Oh, that hurt. That really hurt. I can tell you about 5 people left the show.
Oh, how ironic. We're getting a call from the same phone number.
Oh, really?
Hello?
I guess Laquan White just suck on Surfer.
Well, what do you want? Because, you know, I was perfectly enjoying my night off.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I thought maybe you wanted to do the show tonight.
I wanted to do the show, but, I mean, you wanted Laquan. I gave you Laquan. And now here come Laquan telling me that you didn't want
By the way, you know, it seems to be a reoccurring trend that one of the hosts on this show doesn't let the producer know what he's going to do.
I thought you showed up tonight anyway. I didn't know Laquan was coming tonight.
And I would have thought you showed up too. But of
course, I thought you were so angry at me that that's why I called.
Oh, I am. Oh, I am.
Of course, you left me out of the loop again, considering that, you know, I'm the one controlling the board. I had to take a number from a strange call.
A strange call.
A strange phone number. I'm not used to seeing that phone number.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
No.
Well, I do apologize, Double A, that
I wasn't prepared,
perfectly,
you know.
Your perfectly good iPhone had to be infected by a strange
Who
number.
Said it was iPhone?
So sorry for
Who
that.
Said it was iPhone?
Mm.
You know? Strange you phone number.
You said it yourself that you had an iPhone. Get out of here.
Yeah, but who said I'm doing my show on the iPhone? Who said I'm doing anything on the iPhone? The hell are you getting
that
from?
I'm sorry that Skype, for that matter, had to be disturbed by a strange phone number.
No, that's not the issue here. The issue here is that you decided to bail out on the show and not let the producer of the show know you would not be here.
You asked for Laquan.
I did not ask for Laquan.
Y'all made a bet.
Leave AA out of this because AA sits here quietly as the producer and just listens.
Okay. All right, fine. So Lee wanted Laquan because we lost the bet, and I gave you Laquan.
I didn't know that Laquan was coming because we couldn't reach the individual. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know if you were showing up tonight, period.
You're just ungrateful. I give you what you want. And you don't
No, I'm not saying I'm ungrateful. Look, all right, this is what we're going to do, okay? Because we grown men, and I don't believe in all this little going back and forth. So I'm going to give you, just go ahead and take a minute or two, say everything you got to say. I won't respond to anything. I won't have a comment. I won't try to defend myself. Just say what you need to say for two minutes. I'm going to mute myself. I'm going to let you say what you have to say, and I will listen, and then we'll be done. So you can get everything off your chest.
There is nothing to say. Everything is in the past, and it's going to stay in the past.
If it's in the past, then you're sitting up here saying that you're still mad and salty about it. You just said it. You said, I am. I said, you sound like you're mad. You said, I am.
And I'm not going to bring it on the show tonight.
Okay. Well.
Nope, not going to do.
All right. Well, I just wanted to find out because, you know, next week I'm here next week, but the following week I'm not.
Yeah, because Michael Loot is going to be here.
Okay. Let me ask you, does Michael Loot know that?
He doesn't know yet, and he will.
Okay. So, the reason why I'm asking is because we don't know if Michael does Michael Loot. I mean, he might have plans. He might have somewhere he has to be. Maybe he's not around that day. When are you going to confer with Michael Loot that he's going to be on the show?
I will confer with Michael Loot in the morning. You leave that to me.
I've heard that one before. Okay. I've heard that one before too.
Okay.
So many places I can go with this. Okay. How has your week been, Rage?
My week has been tiring and exhausting.
Okay, so I saw some pictures on Facebook like you were hanging out at Phil's house, like you have a good time. You were texting, you were sitting next to Tank. Did you get a chance to catch up with everybody? You know, well wishes for Mega Powers. I mean, did you have a good time?
I had a lovely time. I always have a good time at Phil's. Always have a good time. Mrs. Ray was nice enough to give me a New England Patriots drink cups. She got it for Christmas, but I was supposed, but I couldn't come, so I got it Sunday. And this thing has not left my side yet. I absolutely love this. I'm drinking water from it right now, and amazing people, those Rays. They are a fantastic group of people.
Rage, what's half of 11?
I'm not fucking with you tonight. I'm not fucking with you tonight.
Anything else you want to talk about your week or?
Well, I could talk about Mania. That show was first half of it, I'll say, was very good. Second half of it, not so much. And you know, for a show that was a total of 4 hours and 45, no, that like total was like 7 hours and 45 minutes. It was a very lackluster show, and Vince shouldn't be bitching about how he doesn't necessarily like NXT, and the minor leagues are showing up the major leagues every time. So if he's got a problem with NXT being so good, maybe he should step the minor leagues up. I mean, the major leagues. Step their game up, but he doesn't want to do that. So that's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay, I haven't made any comments on either show on the air, and I'm not. I'll just say that if I was ever to go to a WrestleMania weekend or any type of WrestleMania festivities, I probably would skip WrestleMania and just go to Raw the next night. And I'm not knocking WrestleMania per se, but that's just Raw just consistently the night after just seems like the place to be. And instead of paying all that extra to go to Mania, and I probably would, you know. And I will say that next event that they have, and they're supposed to be in D.C., so depending on the card, who knows? That's all I'm going to say. It's about an hour away from me. Who knows? But yeah, well, I mean, they had fun this weekend. It was a busy weekend, and a lot went on, and the last show we did was kind of a, I mean, we were winging shows. We wing shows on the regular, but that was really a tough one last week. So, but whatever. But yeah, so I mean, I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. Well, what did you think about Raw? Did you watch it, or were you watching the basketball game?
I was switching between both.
Okay.
Raw. If I were to give it a grade, I'd give it a B minus.
Okay. What would you give Red Mania? What grade would you give that again?
I'd give it a C minus.
C minus, okay. And you would give Raw a B minus? Okay.
Alright.
So, what would you give that basketball game you saw, the championship?
Oh my god. That was an A plus plus.
Because, you know, even people who team didn't win, they said they enjoyed the overall game that I talked to today.
Yeah, of course. That was by far the best college basketball game I've ever watched. Probably the best national title game I've ever watched.
I didn't get a chance to see it, so if you get a copy, you can send it to me.
You know ain't nobody going to upload that shit.
You seem to find everything else.
Yeah, but, I mean, if I'll find it, I mean, usually people will upload.
If you really want to find it, you'll find it, right?
I'll look for it, but looking for it ain't going to be easy.
Okay, somebody who's listening right now can find it. And if you find it, send it to me in my Facebook, please. Message me.
The last like 5 minutes of that game was awesome. North Carolina, they hit a 3-point with like 4.7 to go, and then Villanova inbounds it, and the guy hits a game-winning buzzer beater 3, and then they win. It was just, oh my god, that was a good game.
No, I seen that team at Chief.
Now I'm hearing UConn won the UConn women won the national title for like national championship for like the umpteenth time.
Well, it sounds like you
they already uploaded it. Oh my god! Well, never mind. Shit.
Oh, so you did find it, huh? Is that what you're telling me?
Nah, Sugar Shane said he had it, but it's not that. It's not it.
Okay. Well,
William uploaded put in a link to highlight.
That should be good enough for me. Thank you, sir. Thank you both. Okay, well, thank you, Rage. It sounded like you had a great week, weekend, outside of whatever went on between us. It sounded like you really enjoyed yourself. So everything's back to normal now. It is 11:45. Now we got all that rigmarole out the way. Laquan blessed us, so to speak, with a news story. You know, if that's what you want to call it. And I know you had some other stuff that you want to talk about from last week. We're going to go ahead and get to that as well. Let's see. There was one particular news story that I was going to contribute. I don't know if you had this already inside of your, your stories or not. But I think Herman, I want to say Herman has supplied this in the Freaks and Effing Geeks group page. I do apologize because I didn't write down. I forgot to write down who submitted this. But the headline is Babysitter on Crystal Meth Eats 3-Year-Old Baby.
Really now?
I'm going to go ahead and read this and I'll let you decide. DeSoto, Missouri. Two Missouri parents were horrified to discover their babysitter had turned into a crystal meth smoking cannibal when they found the remains of their 3-month-old child cooked in the microwave. After a night out at the movies, the young parents came back home to find a confused babysitter under the influence of alcohol and crystal meth who had lost consciousness and was covered in blood in the family's living room. Moments later, they made the gruesome discovery when the mother saw something moving behind the microwave door. Anna Kruchiev, the 16-year-old babysitter, claims she had brought some crystal meth and only took a few hits before she became exceedingly hungry and eventually lost consciousness. "I just took a few tokes because I was bored and wanted to stay awake," she told Officer Johnson. "All I remember is that I started getting really hungry, ate some chicken wings, and passed out," recalls the police officer, visibly traumatized by the latest events. The 3-month-old was found in the microwave covered in barbecue sauce and was rushed to Springfield Mercy Hospital, where doctors do not fear for his life. It appears she tried to cook him in a microwave oven, but apparently she was unable to do so and was probably disoriented and lost consciousness moments later, explained Sheriff Deputy James Anderson of Jefferson County Police Department. Teeth marks were found in the baby's arms and legs, but luckily he is unharmed. He acknowledged visibly distraught by the whole affair. The state of Missouri has led for more than a decade the nation in methamphetamine busts. A recent 2015 statewide study revealed that more than 60% of adults aged 21 and higher have tried crystal meth at least once, and close to 40% of respondents believe crystal meth should be decriminalized as a Schedule II drug for medical use and treatment. What do you say? What do you think? First off, have you ever tried crystal meth?
I will never try crystal meth.
Would you ever pop a Molly?
I wouldn't even do that. Like, I want to experiment with like drugs, but not those drugs.
Well, outside of weed, have you ever taken anything else?
I've taken shrooms.
Okay. Did you buy them from the market?
No, I got them from a guy.
Okay. Well, how did you know that they he didn't get them from just the market?
What, crystal meth?
Yeah. How do you know he didn't go to Wegmans and buy some Wegmans and buy some mushrooms and told you they were, you know, some
that's
magic?
Not that, they that's not those kind of mushrooms. No. These kind of mushrooms, like, people aren't even really supposed to eat. Like, they get these off, like, the ground and shit. And then they, I don't know what they do with them, but they make them edible. And I find them to be very, very, I find them to be damn good drugs.
Okay. What do they do to you? They cause you to hallucinate?
Very, very much so.
You like that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Whenever
so,
I want to escape, whenever I need an escape, I'll turn to weed or shrooms.
Okay. So back to this story, this lady, her attempting to eat this 3-year-old. First off, I'm trying to figure out how big is this 3-year-old that it fits into a microwave.
Well, my nephew is like, when he was 3, he was pretty like, he was a pretty decent size, so, I mean, I don't know how they were planning on trying to eat a kid that's like, what, 4 feet tall, sort of? How are you getting, I mean, wouldn't the kid kind of fight a little bit?
I'm assuming, I mean, especially if she was disoriented, I mean, but she was a bigger woman, so she got some strength to her.
She's a bigger woman, how big?
They only showed like a face picture of a face shot, so I don't know how big exactly, but I mean, she wasn't a petite woman. I mean, she's like, she could handle a 3-year-old.
Do they have like a description of this woman?
No, but I could provide you with a photo of her. I mean, I could give you an article. You can see her. I just take my word for it. She looks like a mama. She's a bigger lady.
I'd like to see this woman.
Okay, all right. I'll go ahead and put the article on Skype. You can't see it because you aren't on Skype, are you?
I'm logging in now.
All right, so while you're doing that, we'll say that for another time. Well, man, you're not on Skype. I want to ask you about a video. Will you be able to see this video on Skype I want to show you?
Yeah.
Okay, because there is supposedly a Japanese sex simulator. And
is
that really? I thought this might be right up your alley, so I was going to put it in Skype so you could look at it. I wanted your thoughts on it, your opinion. I don't know if you're going to be able to see it from...
Yeah, just signed. I'm just got in there. So give me a minute.
Okay. All right, I can hear everything. Yeah, I can hear you. You're getting yourself together. Okay, so while you're doing that, I'm going to go back, and I'm going to go ahead with another new story. And you said you do have some stories still, correct?
Yeah, after the break.
Okay, I didn't know, because there was one story about your boy Orlando, and he was talking about his relationship with Raven Simone. I didn't know if you had that already.
It's something about him, but it's something way different.
Does it involve Raven Simone?
Oh my god. What is
does it? Does it involve Raven Simone?
No, the sex simulator. Oh, this is terrible.
Does it involve Raven Simone?
What is...
Raven Simone. I said
no,
Raven.
It doesn't involve Raven Simone. Nah.
Okay, so what I read was that he says he was her co-host on That's So Raven, and he says that he got her pregnant, and she aborted the baby, and then she turned gay on him.
So he was the one that converted her to lesbian.
Yeah, like he said he knocked her up, and he said she aborted the baby, and then she didn't want guys anymore after that.
Really? There's a story that he has a clap.
Oh, that's what your story was.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm wondering because I didn't want to say and that was your story. Okay. Yeah, I know he's been going through some stuff. He just got arrested, so.
No, he admits it on Instagram. He shows off his herpes on Instagram. And it's on his lips. It's below his nose.
Okay. I need the chat room's help with this, okay? Shannon Hogan from Freaks and Effing Geeks group page posted a photo. And I want to know if anybody thinks this is real. And I'll put it in the chat. I can hear you. Can you cut down your thing a little bit? Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, Pastor Doe, I did say Razor Ramon. I don't know where that came from.
That's
so.
Wait a second. Yeah, this is real. I'll be able to tell if it was Photoshop.
Yeah, so let me know what you think. I was curious to know what y'all thoughts were on that.
Oh.
I mean, does it really deserve...
Oh my gosh, damn.
All right.
That fried rice got some fat in it. Oh, shit. Oh. You can see the panty line. Oh, shit.
All right, so I'll step up a second. I'm going back to the... Link's not broke, Jeff. Jeff, are you in the Freaks and Effing Geeks page? Jeff must not be in the page. He can't see it.
He can't see it. He's not in it.
I thought Jeff
was... Jeff.
Send it in. Jeff, we're friends. If we're friends, then... I'm sure he can see.
Yeah, there have been a lot of people trying to get in this group, and I have turned away a lot of them. Hold on. Yeah, I've turned away a lot of people because we're trying to...
Shane should be in there. Unless Shane left, Shane should be in there.
We're trying to keep this group away from people who are constantly reporting people.
All right,
Sugar Shane's not in there either?
He said it's broke.
Oh, nah. Hold on.
While you're doing that, I got some audio. And I want you to hear this because we played something similar to this weeks ago, probably about a month ago. But I want you to hear this because this is sad. That this is one adult talking to another adult. And let me see who gave us this. This is one adult talking to another adult, and he's asking him questions about... Terrell posted this about cities and states. Okay? So let's see if we can get the audio for this one. That's the last thing I just posted. Reactees.
City or state? City. What is Texas? City or state?
State.
What is Louisiana?
City.
No, Louisiana is a state. Louisiana's a fucking state.
What no other cities?
A fucking city.
They two different things, right?
Louisiana and New Orleans. Kevin Gates is from Louisiana. Kevin Gates is from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You fucking idiot. I fucking hate you. You fucking stupid. Austin, Texas. Houston, Texas. Baton Rouge, Louisiana. New Orleans, Louisiana.
Two different things.
Lil Wayne is from New Orleans. He is not from Louisiana. What does New Orleans say? What does New Orleans say?
You gotta pass Louisiana to get to New Orleans.
What does New Orleans say?
You gotta pass up Louisiana to get to New Orleans.
You gotta pass up Louisiana to get to New Orleans. You don't? Matter of fact, Nick Hill stay in New Orleans. I'm gonna call Nick Hill right now. Dude, me and him stayed in New Orleans. I was
listen what you
said. I don't listen to you.
Listen, you get what he said?
You just said her sister was yellow bone, bro. So I'm not gonna listen to you, bro.
Junior.
I put a cow in him.
This nigga,
I put a cow in him.
Bro, Louisiana is the state. It's the fucking boot. Listen, Junior, I'm gonna put it like this. Austin, Texas, right?
I get what you say.
Houston, Texas.
Same shit, but they two different.
New Orleans, Louisiana. Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Louisiana is a state inside New Orleans, which is a city.
And I'm telling you, they is from New Orleans. They is not from Louisiana.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Just how they got San Antonio, Texas, how they got Dallas, Texas,
and Louisiana. I understand what you're saying.
So we saying the same fucking thing.
No, if a Dallas nigga come from right now, he gonna say, where you from, Dallas?
Yo, I'm not saying like that. This nigga gonna say Tech. Bro, if you from another state,
he gonna say Dallas. He not gonna say no Texas.
That's the
same old same shit.
So, Destiny, you smart. That's being specific, nigga. Is that being specific or not? Right or
Destiny.
Wrong?
Destiny,
we all know who, bro.
Destiny. So, Reach, what's your thoughts on that?
What in the hell was the point of this conversation?
Okay. Here was a guy who was couldn't tell the difference between a city and a state. And the thing that I found that was most funny to me was the fact of he didn't want to talk about it when he was proving that he was wrong. I thought that was the most interesting part. Did you catch that, Double A?
Yeah, I did.
You did catch that? I thought that was most interesting. So basically, he was telling them that he was trying to get this guy to understand that Louisiana is a state. And this guy was like, no, whoever doesn't live in Louisiana, they live in New Orleans. And he was like, Louisiana is a state. New Orleans is not a state. New Orleans is in Louisiana. He was like, no, they two different. He was like, no. He's not. He's not in Louisiana. He's in New Orleans. That's what it was about. You didn't hear that, Reed?
Yeah, I heard it. Okay. Oh my god. Oh, niggas are so dumb. Oh my god.
But the sad part is a whole lot of people out there that's dude.
Why are niggas so stupid nowadays? I'm sorry. I'm going to use the N-word. I'm sorry. Why is niggas so stupid nowadays?
Okay. Let's see.
Sorry, people don't learn. People don't learn anything. People don't want to learn anything. So this dude thought New Orleans was a state.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like there was no. Exactly. What's the diff? I mean, what? Stupid ass.
Let's see if I can find them. I think somebody already got to them. Let's see. I think somebody, you already approved Jeff.
I did.
Okay, cool. Thanks, DA. All right, so Jeff, you in. All right. Took you so long, Jeff. You almost made me say something. You almost made me say a cussing word, Jeff.
Oh, shame.
Just a minute.
What did you say, nigga?
So, I'm just saying, Rage. I mean, take notes from that. You know, dude should just fessed up and said he was wrong.
Surfer can call me dumb as much as he wants to, but at least I know that New Orleans is a city and not a state.
Okay. You think so? Okay. All right.
Oh, you know Surfer. Come on, man.
I'm not picking on Surfer, because Surfer was getting grilled on the rant. He was... Surfer, all right, I'm just letting you know. I don't know if you heard or not, but...
What did he do? Surfer, what happened?
Surfer was taking a stand for himself. Like, he was like, what's all this about with y'all and me? To Tony. And Surfer was like, straight up, like, he's getting heated. And he was like, what's all this about? Oh, Double A, you see what problem. I just saw? Wait. Double A, you see what I just saw that popped up on your Skype?
Yes.
It still freaks me out to this day,
yeah,
dude.
I know. I know. Especially recently. It's been happening a lot recently.
Oh, dude, it freaks me out, dude. Oh, my God. Every time I see that hat. And you know what? I don't know why I haven't just deleted that out. I don't know why I haven't.
I got a lot of crap on my thing that I haven't deleted, so.
But it's just crazy, because just... I don't want to forget it. I'll just say it. So you're on Skype having a conversation, and I'm assuming that it's either Problem Child's. I don't know if it was his wife, ex-wife, or ex-fiance, but I think she uses his social media stuff. So every now and then we'll be on Skype or something, and it'll pop up. Mm-hmm. The Problem Child is online, and it just happened a second ago. So, that's what me and Double A were just talking about.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, you're right.
It just kind of freaks you out because it's like, whoa. You know. Speaking of, and that's weird. And isn't that weird? We were just talking about Louisiana.
Yeah.
Who else is from Louisiana?
Leave a guy alone. Seriously, you got some punch.
Hold on. Dully, I didn't say anything wrong. Anything.
You said something about him last week.
I didn't even mention a name.
Yes, you did.
Oh, my God. I didn't say anything. I just said who else is from Louisiana. That's all I just said.
Okay.
You want me to say his name?
Do you? I ain't going to stop you from doing you.
I'm not starting trouble with anybody. I was just asking how certain somebody was doing. Goodness gracious, you just... It's like if I say anything even close, remotely close to about this dude, you get so offensive. You get offended.
For what?
Should I say? Defensive. It's like, oh, don't you go shoot that. Leave him alone. Don't you say anything about him. Let me see what he up to.
Because he ain't fucking with you, so I'm fucking with him.
Did I say I was going to mess with him in any way? I just said I was wondering what he was up to. You didn't give me a chance. I could have been like, what's his name? I don't remember. What was that movie back in the day? You probably don't remember. I Come in Peace. Who was that? Dolph Lundgren? Was that I don't know who it was.
You know, my problem with Surfers is that he wants to call
everybody. Wait a minute, because I want to read this. This guy was a huge part of our life one day. All right, this is Rex. And Rex calls himself the mic murdering, show stealing musician.
Oh, yeah. This dude is a badass rapper, y'all. I'm dead serious. Watch him on YouTube. He's fucking awesome.
I'm on.
He's a battle rapper and a damn good one.
Okay. I'm not doubting anything. Why are you laughing?
Nothing.
When last time you talked to him?
2 days ago, Mania Sunday, actually.
How's he doing?
He's doing well. Getting ready to return to the ring.
Return to the ring? What you talking about?
He's getting ready to return to. Okay, so
he's
basically, he was. I'm not talking about that ring. I'm talking about the rap battle ring.
He's about to return to
to the syndicate in Canada called
Canada.
King of the Dot, it's called King of the Dot. It's my favorite rap battle league. Actually, they have the best.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
They have the better talent on that league than another one that I know of. But
rap battle league. Hey, look, he.
What? That's so funny.
Nothing's funny. Yo, so hold up. So Rex is rap battling.
Yeah.
In Canada.
No, he's not. He's not necessarily going to. He's not necessarily. Wait, he's not necessarily going to be in Canada. Like, he's not going there all the time. Like, King of the Dot, they come. They started in Canada, but they branch out in all over North America.
So are they coming to him? Just make it plain. Are they coming to him?
No, he's going to them. Like, he's going to pretty much where they're going. Their event's going to be.
Okay, it's where the event gonna be.
He hasn't signed the contract yet. He's waiting for who they're gonna set him up to battle with, and then he will sign the contract.
So he don't know where he's going yet. What you saying?
Pretty much.
Does he know where he's going to go? Yes or no?
He knows where he's going to go. It just depends on who they are putting.
Okay, up against. I didn't ask you. I don't care about who he's up against. Don't care. Where is he going?
He's probably going to go to back to basics in Canada. I California, not in Canada.
Oh God, I got the brain like a pterodactyl. All right.
No, Pastor Fidel. I used to be a fan of URL, but URL kind of sold themselves out, and I prefer King of the Dot.
Was he ever wrestled? Okay, did he wrestle for Shakara?
I don't know. I didn't ask him that.
Oh, why are you raising your voice at me? Hold up. Wait a minute.
Oh, my God.
Where all this coming from? I just asked you a question.
I didn't want to get
California and Canada mixed up. One's up and one's over. How you get that mixed up?
You know what?
Wait a minute. All I'm trying to figure out from you is this. You said such and such, K dot Canada. I said, oh, he's going to Canada? Well, he's not going to Canada. He doesn't know.
He's going to an event in California. What I was trying to say is that King of the Dot started in Canada, but they
TMI.
Have events all over.
WT.
I'm gonna shut up.
Why don't you just tell me? Like what I asked you, why do you have to supply me with all this extra information? I never asked you. I said, where is he going? And you start telling me about the organization owns this organization and they're going to be here. Why can't you just...
You know, that's what I do. I just give information. I don't care if it's extra or not. I give information, so fuck.
But why are you giving me all this extra information? You don't give the information the person asked. You realize that?
I'm gonna shut up now.
You know what? I'll find this out myself. Let me see where he's going. All right, May 15th, Red Carpet Affair Artist Showcase. Adams Street Event Center, 7625 Hickory Street, New Orleans. That's where he's going to be. See, I found that out nice and simple. I had to go through all this stuff about, oh, he's going to be in Canada, California, Connecticut,
okay.
Colorado.
Okay.
I don't understand why you got to do all that.
You asked for information. I gave you information. Now you want to bitch about the fact that I gave you information. So I'm going to shut the fuck up.
Acting like a what?
I said, you asked for information. I gave you information. And you want to bitch about the fact that I gave you information. That seems
you didn't give me the information I asked for, though. Do you understand that? How can you not see that? How can you not see the fact that I asked you a question and you gave me everything but what I asked for?
I did give you the information that you fucking asked for. But again,
how would you feel if you walk into a store specifically what you asked for? You asked something specifically. You go out your way because you want something specifically, okay? The whole time you're asking for this, you go in there, you're buying a cell phone. You say, I want this, that, and the third, X, Y, and Z. This is what I want. And they sell you a package and give you everything but except what you want, and you take it home. You wouldn't be pissed off about that?
Not really, because I just eat it.
You eat the cell phone. Okay. Moving along.
Go ahead,
tell your story, Rage.
This this is what I'm talking about. So you really, I'm trying to have a good show. And
we're having a great show. I love you, Ray.
You just, you have a way to totally take the energy right out of me. You do. You take, you have the wherewithal. You have the ability.
Now you're ignorant.
You have the ability to take the energy right out of somebody.
You're ignorant. I would never take the energy out of this show, ever.
I need some shrooms right now.
You are ignorant. No, Rage.
I'm not ignorant. I'm ignorant, Mike Jack.
No, Rage. Tell your story, Rage.
Fucking
Rage. Come on, tell your story. Come on.
I can't with you.
So, what that mean? You gonna quit the show?
No. I don't quit.
So, I mean, you're going to tolerate me, then. That's what you mean, right? Huh? Say it. Say, I want to tolerate
man,
you.
I was having a good day off. Why couldn't you accept Laquan? Why couldn't you wanted Laquan for a full damn show.
Laquan was whack. People ran out the chat room. That wasn't the same Laquan that called in.
People ran out of the chat room. People left the chat room. Yo, you see what I mean? This is what I'm talking about. People get what the hell they want, and they still complain.
Yo, Phil left. Phil left. Phil didn't like it. He left. He said, this is ridiculous. He left. He was not feeling Laquan. He left.
I'm sorry, Phil. But somebody else told me it was fantastic. That I hit it right out of the park.
Who told you that, Laquan?
He said that he hit it right out of the park. And that person was Tony C. Tony C seemed to enjoy Laquan.
Mm. Well, all I'm saying is
I don't know what y'all's problem with Laquan, but it seemed like Tony.
The people in the chat wasn't feeling Laquan, and Laquan was getting a little too sassy with me.
It just proves my point that people are just ungrateful. You give them what they want, and they want to complain.
Who's people? Say names. Call them out. Say them.
They know who the hell they are. They know who the hell they are. You give them what they want. They want to complain like a bunch of fucking babies, yo.
It says Laquan was podcast cancer.
Laquan was podcast cancer? Who said that?
It said that. And it said it earlier, too.
Shane.
You don't believe that? That's what it said.
I'm looking at it right now. But still, this is what I'm talking about. You give people what they want, they want to complain.
Somebody can say the same thing about you in professional wrestling, though, right?
I know y'all ain't talking. We all wrestling fans in this shit. Y'all complain about shit when y'all don't get what y'all want. Just like me.
If I don't like it, I just cut it off. I ain't complaining about it.
Don't throw me under the bus.
I'm not going to sit there and look. Double A is my witness. Double A is my witness, okay?
Of course he is.
And I'm going to tell you, Double A is my witness. He will tell you this. When AJ got pinned clean on Sunday, did I moan and complain and whine and complain about it all night long?
Yes, Double A? You did. You probably cursed your
ass. Oh, my God. Double
You probably sat there. You probably threw a glass of... What the fuck is that shit you drink? You probably threw that shit right at
me.
What is that shit that you drink, man?
I'm drinking it now. Listen, Double Label. Let me see if I still got the text message in here.
You probably threw that shit right at the TV screen.
No, I don't.
He was like, this pudgy bitch.
Man, I cleared my text messages.
I kid you, Double A will tell you. Motherfucker.
Nope. No, dude, come on, dude. No. I didn't
get on the show to play.
I'm not talking about people just having their opinion about it. Because to say you don't like, I'm not talking about, okay, to have an opinion you didn't like or something, I'm not considering complaining. But hopping on the same thing for days upon days upon days upon days, you're an adult. Get over it. And that ain't just with wrestling. That's sports, other sports, and everything else. Your team lost, your guy lost, whatever. Okay, you pick up yourself and you go on about your business. But you go and destroy your toy collection and smash your DVDs and throwing your championship belt across the room and all that stuff. That's ridiculous. That's coming from some grown different. Man.
That's different. Not everybody is like that, though. Not everybody is like that.
I can guarantee there's probably at least five people out of I'm going to tell you what. How many people – look, everybody's not going to beat Deontay. All right? Deontay, God bless his soul. The WWE could put on – it could be literally two brooms in a room ring wrestling, and he'd be like, that was the best show I ever seen. Deontay loves WWE. He is WWE for life. You hear me? I'm not knocking him, not talking bad about him, but the only thing I've ever heard Deontay talk bad about was TNA. I don't know. I think he called it like a non-profit organization or something like that. But that's the only thing. That's the only person I ever heard. Everything he said, he never said. I guarantee, and I haven't done this. I guarantee if I go on Deontay's page right now, his personal page, I bet you, and I don't even know if I'm friends with Deontay. Let me see. Nope. But let me go. I guarantee if I can see anything, he probably said something positive about WrestleMania. Let me see. All right, he got pictures on there of, I guess, Roman Reigns and Charlotte won one of the morning shows. Let me see what it says. Today Show. Yep, there it is. Holy S. WrestleMania was, hold on. It says right here, holy S, WrestleMania was off the hook. I love it.
Really? Did he really mean that?
Yes, he means it. Mm. Come and tell you what, you can talk too much trash.
Get him in a room with some liquor and then ask him.
Let me tell you something. Let him post something about WWE. And no. Let me tell you something, the reason why, and I want everybody to know I'm not picking with you. I'm going to tell you why. Deontay don't pick with nobody. He comes into the community. He posts stuff, information, shares his love for professional wrestling. He don't bother nobody. So please, don't nobody misconstrue it like I'm picking on dude. Deontay loves WWE, period. I don't think there's anything they can do to piss him off. And if they do anything, he don't let it show. He must be like silently holding it in. He thought WrestleMania this past week was off the hook. He loved it. And that's his right. What I'm saying is, when you got these videos of these people out there that's destroying their DVD collections and biting their heads off their ringside action figures and all this other stuff because their guy didn't win, I got better things to do. I ain't got time for all that. I don't want to hear the same complaining over and over and over again for the next 2 weeks. Look, everybody knew months ago that Roman Reigns was going to win that championship.
Okay, but that's not what we're mostly complaining about. And I'm not saying that I'm one that will, like,
but let me ask you a question, though. But Rage, didn't everybody know? And look, please don't nobody call in about this, because me and Rage is talking. So we done heard about this since Sunday. Look. Didn't everybody know months ago?
Absolutely.
That Roman Reigns was going to win, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So let me ask you, why was there any whining at all about Roman Reigns winning?
See, that's where I can agree with you on that. There really should be no complaints about the main event. Everybody knew Roman Reigns in some form or fashion was going to win the title at Mania.
All right, so listen to me carefully. Listen to me carefully. I want to make this clear, too. So outside of entertainment purposes, and listen carefully, I put that disclaimer there. Outside of entertainment purposes, okay, Anybody who's anybody should be able to read between the lines and know what I say when I make that statement. Outside of entertainment purposes, why is anybody legit upset over this? Thank
now
you.
I got to think.
I needed to hear.
Wait, no. I got to think.
What is there to think about?
I don't know about everybody else, but it's like the first half of Mania was fine. Second half was really slow, and then there were endings that really left me wondering like why they go this way. It really.
Right, we'll talk about that in a second, but I'm talking about this one particular moment that happened at the end.
That one particular moment, then.
Did anybody think Triple H was really walking away with that championship?
No, really? Nobody should have. No.
Okay, so what I'm saying to this, and I'm going to say it again very carefully, and I tell you, somebody's still going to jump down my throat about it. Outside of entertainment purposes, okay, meaning, and I'll even go a little bit deeper, people doing podcasts, people doing YouTube videos, why would anybody seriously get upset that Roman Reigns won? I'm talking about adults. Little children might be upset. They might be upset. They might be happy. They don't know. But adults, please explain that to me.
I have no idea.
Okay. All right. So, I'm telling you, I had a moment to go through social media today. People was upset about the whole thing with. The only thing that I was disappointed about, and keep in mind, disappointed about AJ getting pinned, because you know in my mind what I felt like?
What?
That means this feud is not over. That's how I felt. When I saw that, I was like, oh, man, you mean to tell me we got to watch these dudes wrestle again? I didn't think, oh, this dude's being buried. I didn't jump to conclusions and say, you know, oh, they screwed it. No. I felt like we got to watch this two go at it again and again and again and again. This is going to be over. But, you know, I mean, they could let them go at it again, or it could be a situation from, I mean, think about what happened after that happened with AJ Styles getting pinned, okay? So from there, say, for example, he does win, okay? After he has his rematches with Roman Reigns and blah, 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 if that happens immediately, if not, who knows? They always Chris Jericho stand in the shadows and say, I should get a match with AJ Styles because I beat him clean at WrestleMania, right? Remember when Rick Rude did that to Ultimate Warrior, when Ultimate Warrior had won the championship from Hogan? Rick Rude was the first one to come out. I should get a match with Ultimate Warrior because I beat him for the Intercontinental Championship. So that means I should beat him for the World Championship. Huh?
This can't be real.
What?
This dude is breaking his TV and, like, he's slamming his chair against his TV. He's doing
is that
like
new?
A
is that new? Is that new?
No, it's this guy who's.
Is it New Rage?
This is over the main event. No, this is over the main event of 31.
Oh, okay. Is that Pickle Boy? Pickle Boy's fake. He's funny, but he's fake.
You know what? Now I'm tempted. I'm gonna WrestleMania.
Somebody find me a video of somebody flipping out and post it in the chat. Please. Somebody, please find a video of somebody flipping out over the main event of WrestleMania 32. Please.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Somebody's going to find that before 12:30 hits. I guarantee it. Somebody's going to find a video. It's out there somewhere. And that's another thing. People with these reaction videos, lies. You know these people watch these events, watch this stuff first, then they go back and do a reaction. Ridiculous. Hold on, I got to cut this heat off. Make no sense. I got it cooking in here, and here it is, 17 degrees outside. Don't make no sense. In the spring. Hold on.
How you see how I feel? Too damn hot for this shit. But that was probably.
Huh? Like we're about to get...
The main event was like the main event. Oh, cool.
Let me check the chat.
Double A found something.
Uh-oh, here we go. Here comes the 1, 2, 3. Oh, look at everybody like, oh, man, Roman Reigns wins the title.
that's not a good one. Well, we got one of Zack Ryder winning.
Well, I'm gonna say this while you get mad.
Somebody's getting
it. Dude, no! No! Oh, I'm in the compartment! No! There it is! No! No! Give me that thing! Give me that thing!
I don't think it works!
No! No! No!
Apparently he got his beard shaved for some reason.
Well... So, two things. Josh, he said something that's very much true. That's how I viewed it. I feel like the feud concluded last night. The current feud they have now concluded last night based off AJ pinning him clean. I think it'll be something that can be used later. I totally agree with that, Josh. That's my personal opinion. I feel like it. The direction they're going to go in. Let me see. Shane gave one, which I have not heard. So, I don't know what this guy is saying, but Shane supplied this one. He seems upset.
Okay, Vince, I'm done trying to defend you fuckers. I've been doing it for a while. It's going to get better. Just wait. Two more months till WrestleMania. It's going to be huge. Oh, yeah, that month sucked ass too. Well, just wait. One more month till WrestleMania. We're going to see something epic. Oh, wait, this next past few weeks have sucked also. Okay, well, it's WrestleMania weekend. Something really good's going to happen. Now, I'm not talking about NXT. That kicks some fucking ass. Let NXT be Raw for a couple months. For fucking a year. But anyways, on to my rant. Okay, here's what WrestleMania was like. I'm fat. I use food analogies. Blow me. It was like taking a pizza, putting it in the oven, and burning it. Depending on where you bite, you might get a good spot every so often, but most of it fucking sucks. Oh, and that's right. I'm not joking. I'll give an example. I'll point out some good things. I enjoy seeing The Rock. I was shocked that the fucking crowd didn't boo the fuck out of John Cena. Was hoping for that. Of course I sing along the song, but I do agree with Vince, what he said in that Rock Cena documentary. That there are some fans who do it just for the fun of it, and some of us really fucking can't stand the asshole. But anyways, I was disappointed they didn't boo the fuck out of him, but it was cool to see The Rock in the ring, and kind of in a little match, sort of. That was awesome.
And he goes on and on and on and on.
Oh, he goes on and on and on. Rage, so this is Rage. I'm thinking of something, alright? Rage, can you do this?
Do what?
Rage. Can you make an effort? Can you make an effort to get this guy on the show? And I'm going to confront him and ask him why a grown man is sitting up there. And I don't know if he is or not. Legit, man, I'm serious. I'm gonna confront him. Get him on there. His name is Shady C Network.
See, now the problem with these YouTubers is trying to like find how to contact them. Like, is there a way to contact them?
You can send out message. You got a YouTube station. Anybody got a Gmail account, got a YouTube channel, whether they know it or not. But you got a YouTube station so that you use. So go ahead, send them a direct message and be like, look, I have a podcast. We'd like to have you a guest on for maybe 10, 15 minutes. I mean, 15 minutes or a half hour, depending on how heated we get into it. My co-host wants to – and you can tell him what it's about. You can tell him. He seemed like he's not backing down from nobody and what they got to say. So, you know what I'm saying? Just friendly debate. Just try to – or unfriendly, however he want to look at it.
All right, I guess I got to set up a Google Plus account. All right.
You don't got to set up a Google. They change it? Because I had a YouTube channel without Google Plus.
Yeah, I got a...
Well, maybe I had... I don't know. All I know is I had a Gmail account, and I opened up a... it automatically... You just put your... To sign into it, you just put in your... How you sign in the Gmail.
How do you talk to this fucker?
Anyway...
Or how do you, like, send
You know what, screw this. First person, First person that get this guy information to get this guy on the show, I got something for you. Cause I can't.
Stuff for him.
We'll talk about it. I'll find out. I'll let them know. I got something for them. Anyway.
Like what?
I got something for them. First person to be able to do it. Let's see if they can beat you to it. And, yeah, but he was hot and he was heated. He said he enjoyed The Rock. He enjoyed, what else he say?
He enjoyed The Rock.
This whole thing with Zack Ryder. I know Zack Ryder had his YouTube. I know Jack Ryder had his YouTube, and again, please, people in the chat or people listening on downloads, no, I'm not talking about everybody because there are some people who straight up support like Jack Ryder. But Jack Ryder, there were his fans when he had when he was doing his whole YouTube channel on his own. Then we know WWE seized that station, and he was U.S. champion. Let's not forget he was U.S. champion at one point back when Punk was world U.S. Punk was WWE champion, Brian was world champion. Beth Phoenix was women's champion. Kofi and I forget who else were tag team champions. Remember they took that photo and Zach was U.S. champion. As a matter of fact, did a segment on Raw where Punk, Brian, and Zach all came out after that pay-per-view. But anyway, when he was going through that whole thing with John Cena and what's her name? Her name wasn't Eve Marie. Eve Torres. Where was all those fans then? Where was the Zack Ryder section when Zack Ryder wasn't on TV for like months and months and months and months? You see, fans are fickle.
Crickets.
I don't want nobody yet, man. Zack Ryder got it. Why I'm not a fan of Miz, personally, I've never really, I mean, there's certain things I like Miz theme song, but outside of that, I mean, I'm not knocking the guys like, you know, promo. I'm not, Miz has his place. He's just not my cup of tea. I don't like, oh, Miz is on, I don't want to see him. I don't even knock the fact that he's won different mid-level championships. It's whatever. But I did like seeing the fact that Maurice was back, because I always liked Maurice. I never forget that time when she beat the mess out of, it was Undertaker's wife and somebody else in a match. When she was women's champion, I never forget that. Maurice, I liked Maurice back in the day. I like her cockiness, her attitude. I like how she
her ass.
She ain't got all that. I like how she used to do her little hand thing in people's faces. I liked her theme song, that little ooh-wee French, whatever. They showing love to a lot of Canadians in WWE again, and outside of the Hart family. I mean, well, we've always had Canadians. I mean, like the Rougeau brothers and Lava, you know, through the years. But like now,
Canadian.
Say again.
My resistance was a Canadian.
One of them was, I believe.
Maybe Rob Conway. Was it Rob Conway?
No, I don't think it was him. One of them was.
Rene Dupree?
I think he was. I think that was him. Rene, I could be wrong.
He is.
Okay, yeah, I knew one of them. Conway wasn't, I don't think.
Moncton, Canada. Rob Conway is from...
I don't think Conway...
He's from fucking Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Conway wasn't. As a matter of fact, I think Conway came later, I believe, if I'm correct. I really wasn't watching around that time.
That's funny. Oh, fucking God.
Yeah, but like I said, yeah, so this dude... yeah, these people going off and stuff. Like I said, you can have... For the sake of conversation, look, people know, they've heard me go off on Ken Anderson. I don't really hate that dude. If I saw him, and put it this way, if Ken Anderson was at Hall of Fame, if Ken Anderson was at the Hall of Fame, and he was being, for whatever reason, he was getting a Hall of Fame ring for his contribution to the wrestling business, and I was at the Hall of Fame, I wouldn't boo the dude. I would applaud for his contribution, regardless if I didn't like him, his style, his prompt, whatever. But these dudes, Randy posted something in the Rampage. I don't know if it's been discussed on air or not, but somebody created a whole page about Roman Reigns' daughter.
Did he? What? No.
Yeah, they did. Talking about how that bee should drink bleach and die. And talking about his daughter.
That's trifling, dude.
When it's taking you that far, where they took a picture of his child from, remember that video, that dad's video? I think Titus O'Neil did one. They had like that whole father's thing a couple of years ago. Well, they took a picture of his daughter from that and created a page. And it had a bunch of likes. It was on the Rampage. You probably got to scroll down a bit to see it. If I find it, I'll bump it. But that's the type of people that you're dealing with. That's trifling, dude. That is straight up crazy. Crazy foolishness, dude. Where you straight up bringing that somebody's child into this. That's not funny. What's funny about that, man?
That's pretty fucked up. I won't cross that line. It is not that that's serious.
Well, for some people it is. When they go that route, it is.
Let me see this shit.
You might if you beat me. It happened probably about a week ago, I think. He posted it on there. But when I saw that, I was like, "Are you saying?" Now, to keep in mind, you have to look at the screen to see where that came from. I don't know if that was that, because I don't know if that was an Instagram or Twitter or what it was.
It was on Instagram. That's worse.
Yeah, I don't know what it was on. So you had to click and see what it was on. Because I don't know what I couldn't tell from the picture. I knew it was something, but I couldn't tell from the picture if it was like what's the other things that you use? What's some other things you use? Snapchat and all that other stuff.
Snapchat and Instagram.
Man, but I was like, that's disgusting, dude. You got some trifling people out like that. Come on now. So
you know what? It sucks to say this, but that's wrestling fans for you. That's wrestling fans for you. They ruined it for the rest of us.
It is. So, let me send Double A something real quick.
Sasha Banks was looking right at me. See, that's probably the one main issue I had with WrestleMania, is that she did not win that match when we knew she should have. All of us knew she should have. As good of a match that was.
Okay. I guess my opinion about things have changed over the years. There are reasons why I think certain things happen, and I have no proof, but I just have reasons why I think things happen. And I'm sure someone will say, okay, I can see that. And then somebody else will say something like, they don't care, or no, that's not true. And again, this is my opinion, so it can't be wrong. It's just the way I feel. Since it's supposed to be I've read in two places, and I even checked it out online. So this is supposed to be a new lineage to this women's championship, which means that as far as they're concerned, Charlotte is the first WWE women's champion. As far as this lineage is concerned, it has no connection to the one that Trish, Lita, and all of them had. This is a brand new one. You don't believe me, look it up. So this is, they said that their reasoning behind it is that the women's championship was merged into the Divas championship. And then when they discontinued that Divas Championship, this is a brand new lineage, okay? After listening to her speech last night, it leads me to believe that this was something they were doing, you know, pretty much to me, for the Flair family, legacy-wise. She mentioned it when she was talking about being immortalized or whatever. That means her being the first one. And I don't see her holding it long, but I felt like they thought it was important for her, for whatever reason, to be, I didn't see Becky walking out of there with that. I wanted Sasha to win. But, and what's even more perplexing to me is the fact of, like Natty came out of nowhere, which I think a lot of people didn't, fans or whatever, from what I could tell, they really didn't care to see. In my personal opinion, too, having Natty on that Total Diva show didn't do anything for her. That show, people know too much about the wrestling business. And I know they need stuff to fill their network, whatever, but they know too much about it. And some people, you don't need to know intimate details. You don't need to be in their homes, all this stuff, because then you view them differently when it's time for them to get in the ring. You know what I'm saying? Like, Undertaker's one of the last people. He don't show up to the Hall of Fame. He don't do – I mean, nobody should see him out in public. They should make it a point where nobody saw it when he – well, they did the American Badass thing, so that changed. But I don't know. That's just the way I feel about that whole thing as far as keeping that mystique and that stuff there. So Sasha probably will get it eventually. I guess she's going to feud with – but I don't know how that thing going to happen. I mean, who knows? Anything could happen, but I don't see Natalya winning it. But if they, again, if they go on that women's route, what does that mean? What does that mean for a quote-unquote divas revolution? Is it still a divas revolution when you got a women's championship? I don't know. So anyway, it's 12:45. I gotta be right back. So let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back.
I'm tearing away. Pieces are falling, I can't seem to make them stay. We'll be right back.
right, real quick, everybody. Welcome back to Freaks and Effing Geeks, episode 58. I'm your host, Lee Champagne, joined, as always, by Rage, Two Piece and a Biscuit is back in the house, and Double A the Rant. While I was sitting and listening to that song and looking over people's comments in the chat room, what really would amaze me yesterday, what would have amazed me last night, and I know it wasn't anything I would saw them doing, but it really would have, like, in blue my mind if something would have happened, and I'm gonna tell you what that something is in a second. But the reason why I don't think that if they did what I'm about to say that they would have got the reaction, a huge reaction, because I don't think a lot of people would have known who she was. But if Cara Del Rey had came out while Charlotte was talking, all of the women's wrestling fans or people who knew who she was would have lost their mind. But the majority of people there wouldn't have known who she was. So I'm guessing she's training now in the main roster. I want to just see it back to those days when Fit Finley was like training them women and stuff. It just seemed like it just was different. But we talk about that all the time. Moving on. You got any other stories, Rage?
I got one. Where is this coming out of? It's coming out of Memphis, Tennessee, actually, where a violent sex offender was killed on a runaway trailer while watching porn on his cell phone.
That's been happening a lot.
What, not interesting?
No. Say it again.
What did you say?
I didn't hear what you said. You said, I saw him watching porn on his cell phone, but I didn't hear what he did.
Violent sex offender was killed by a runaway trailer while he was watching porn on his cell phone.
Runaway trailer. So, he's watching porn on his cell phone. He's a sex offender, a violent sex offender, the story says, in a runaway trailer. Just so, what's this? Basically, you telling me karma then? Because he's a sex offender. That's what you're telling me?
Pretty much karma. A serial rapist was killed this week after walking down a sidewalk and watching porn on his phone. 55-year-old Kevin Jordan was hit by an approximately 15-foot-high trailer that had come loose from a Dodge truck as he walked down the street. According to the New York Daily News, Jordan raped four Memphis women whose homes he burglarized twice in 1991 and twice in 1992. The sex assaults happened while Jordan was on parole from the Tennessee State Penitentiary following a similar rape and burglary conviction.
It sounds like karma. Wait a minute. You know, I can't shake this one for a second. And I don't know if maybe I missed this on one of the shows. No, I couldn't have, because it all happened last night. I know, I don't remember Double A you mentioned or anybody mentioned it. So what does this mean? Now that this show took place, that Shane McMahon endorsed, quote unquote, endorsed show, what does this mean now for Shane McMahon?
I don't know.
Does this mean that he gets to run another show? Does he get to run a pay per view next? What does this mean?
They kind of just left that up in the air. Do you think
this will be addressed next week, or something that'll be?
It's going to have to be addressed next week because they didn't tell us it was for more than a week. They didn't tell us it was for a month. They didn't. They just said okay. You want to do it? Go ahead, do it. And Vince kind of just like, it's kind of like when you say, okay, you want to cook dinner? Fine, cook dinner. And you just leave, expecting them to cook dinner. And there's no explanation on what they're going to cook, how they're going to cook it, no nothing.
I mean, like, outside of a few back segments they showed him in, he never came back out and addressed the crowd or said anything, right?
Never.
So we'll probably get an open next week where Vince will come out and Shane will come out. Because without Triple H and Stephanie, they got to have somebody who's...
I think it's going to have to be.
So with Triple H and Stephanie gone, you're saying we got Vince back. My question is that what people want?
They like Vince.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't have no problem. I don't have a problem with Triple H. I like Stephanie Promo. I didn't have a problem with any of them. But I know people are, you know... Vince character, they don't like Vince creatively. Right. I'm just curious to know, like, is this a situation where
they didn't they just they really just left that up in the air.
Because I'm thinking about what you said on the show a few hours ago. So if they can say Vince being showed up, but then somebody come and say, hey, well, you know, your rating wasn't as high as it was last year when you were. I'm just joking. They'll ignore that. But just curious to how they're going to run this whole thing. And I thought I heard JBL say something last night. I mean, on WrestleMania. And maybe he just screwed up, but I thought he said during that Hell in a Cell match that, remember, if Shane wins, he just doesn't get control of Raw, he gets control of the whole WWE.
That was probably a Freudian slip.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was like, wait a minute, they just changing stuff up at the last minute. I'll add that I also think that the reason why it seems a lot of people are disappointed a lot of times in wrestling events when swerves don't happen. Like, we went through a season before, we were so used to some type of something for years, just some type. Back when I was growing up in wrestling, swerves didn't happen. I mean, they happened on people like Hulk Hogan. And when the Horseman or somebody did it, it was like, okay, he's known to do that. If Luger did it, it was like, okay, Luger did it, but whatever. But, I mean, everybody turned on Hogan. But, I mean, the only swerves that kind of shocked you were, and I won't even go as far, I mean, the Shawn Michaels one that happened when he turned on Mario Jannetty, you saw that weeks leading up. You saw certain ones leading up to it. Mm-hmm. And then we went through a whole thing where it was just always happening. Like, when Triple H turned on Shawn Michaels when they were reforming DX, it was like, okay. And then the whole thing of who attacked Shawn Michaels in the track parking lot was Triple H. It was like, every time you turn around, somebody's getting turned on. And now, like, I think everybody was thinking that it was going to be some type of interference or somebody getting turned on somewhere along the line at WrestleMania, and I don't think it happened at all.
No. It didn't. It just kind of... And one thing that I noticed that I didn't mention on any of the shows was there were no interviews and no backstage promos at all during WrestleMania.
That's right. Outside of Snoop doing her song, they didn't even do like a concert in the middle, like a little
there was a like, Fifth Harmony performed America the Beautiful, but that was
just at the beginning, right?
That was at the beginning.
So yeah, really, I'm surprised they didn't have Flo Rida come out and do his whole, well, I guess.
They had the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders.
That's what it was, okay.
But other than that, the whole pay-per-view was, for the most part, wrestling. And I take that back. Wrestling. I take that back. The Rock had the promo. So.
Okay. Well, I don't know. It's just, okay. I had every intention after watching WrestleMania to say to myself, I'm going to watch Raw the next night. Because as far as I'm concerned, WrestleMania and Raw the last couple of years go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. Raw to me has been the extension of WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. And then I said, based on what I saw, I probably would ease up a bit and pretty much not, you know, move on to some other things. Because I got some other things I'm focusing on. Some basketball, comic books, and some other stuff like that. But I will say, after watching it, I mean, if it's one thing they did, no matter how angry you got, for some people, people going to tune in next week to see what happened.
The problem with this WrestleMania, the one blaring problem, was the runtime. I don't think people were ready to invest, 5 hours and then an additional 2 during the pre-show.
And what's so ridiculous about it is because in past years, and I know it might have been different because they were on pay-per-view then, they've cut people's matches completely out of WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. Because, man, I'll never forget that one year. I don't know how far back it was because I'm not good remembering, you know, timelines and stuff, but it was a year when I think it was going to be Brodus Clay and the Funkadactyls versus somebody. Mm-hmm. You remember that? And they cut their match all together. And, like, the girls were backstage crying and stuff. And they were upset because, you know, they got ready and they had costumes made and they would go out on WrestleMania. And something happened. Their match got completely just cut out.
Yeah. That happens. I just did the math. If you average out the amount of matches to the total runtime for WrestleMania. Each match ran 38 minutes. That's too much. Yeah. It's too much.
Too much. I wonder what the runtime. What was the WrestleMania 15 had 15? I mean, not WrestleMania 7. I think had 15 matches. And I wonder how much time, how long they squeezed that into.
Give me a minute. I'll see if I can.
I want to say they had 13 or 15 matches at WrestleMania 7, the one when Hogan went against Slaughter. I know it was quite a few.
Let's see here.
That was a 4-hour and what? 45-minute show?
5 hours almost. Pre-show? 6-7 hours if you include the pre-show. Okay. I want to do the math real quick for you, Lee.
Okay.
Hold on. We got 13.
Maybe that was my problem. I think Mania was just too long.
Divided by. It ran 3 hours. In 3 hours, they had 15 matches, but a lot of the matches are short. Minute 21, 3:14.
Okay.
You know, 3:11, stuff like that. So.
Because that Rock match, even though it was 6 seconds, that the actual segment probably was, what, 10 minutes?
20 minutes, about.
20 minutes? And then there was a lot that I didn't see initially, so, and some I didn't go back to watch all the way through. But the Brock Lesnar Dean Ambrose match. A lot I saw where some people complaining that match seemed like it was cut short. Or was it the women's match that they thought was cut? Which one of them?
I don't feel that anything was cut short.
Okay, I didn't get a chance to see it. So
that Brock Lesnar Dean Ambrose match felt very lackluster and felt like something.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it was cut short. No, that doesn't mean it was cut short though, just because it was lackluster.
But they booked it up, they built it as this. I wasn't expecting some sort of bloodbath. I was expecting a fairly a hardcore match, a typical hardcore match.
Okay.
And those aren't necessarily short, but this one felt very short.
That doesn't necessarily mean it's the booker's fault. That could be the wrestlers. Maybe they're just not compatible.
Yeah. How would you? This is the last thing I'm going to ask before. How would you? I wouldn't say this. I know some people would dislike it. I wouldn't say that. This is not my favorite. I mean, I don't. My favorite is still going to be. My favorite is still my favorite. But I wouldn't dare say this is anywhere near the worst. I mean, I don't even think it was. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't even think it was bad. I just think that it was people were tired, and I've never been to a Mania. I've never done a Mania weekend, but I can only imagine people who were in that arena how they felt.
Oh my God!
I would not have wanted to experience that. That's not something I would be looking forward to doing. That I mean, that's just way too long to be out there.
I'm gonna tell you from. Well, you've said it before too. You've gone to.
Just did a Raw in that, and it was like that. I mean, just getting to the arena, and that's double A. That's with me living 15 minutes away from the arena and just getting parking, and maybe it was because I hadn't done it in so many years, and I know y'all had been doing this, you know, I mean, more frequently than I have. I don't remember it being like that when I was in the '90s. I just don't, and I've sat through.
But that's the thing you've mentioned before. I think I've heard you say. That you've sat through, like an ROH TV taping that spans over a couple weeks of TV, and sometimes it was like too much because they squeeze so much into one evening.
Oh yeah, when they do four shows in one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot. But I mean, the thing about them is it was a lot. It was just the it got to the point we couldn't, and we had that freedom to do it because it was ROH. Like you could stand, and you could, you can't do that at wrestling anymore. As far as I know, the one I went to last, you can't just stand. You gotta have, you gotta stay in your seat. Mm-hmm. And it was just, you know, stuff like that you could do, and plus also with it being ROH shows, you could go pretty much anywhere you wanted and where they were in the venue and still have a good seat. There's no really no bad seat in the house. And even back in the 90s when I went to WCW shows, I remember at one point I had no choice but to buy nosebleeds because that's all they had, because I got to what back then was Head Company, too late to get my tickets. But I remember when I got to the event, I stood down in front row by the guardrail the entire event. And literally, I'll tell you which one it was. It was the Nitro after Sting won. It was in Baltimore. But
you got to look at it this way. If you take everything into consideration, the getting into the building, the leaving, and all everything, the average person that attended WrestleMania this year put in a full work day at the building.
And you know what, AA? That's not including, because you got to figure too, some people may have went to a hotel. We don't know how far the hotel was from where they were. Mm-hmm. Just the traffic. You're talking about over 100,000 people mm-hmm. filtering through. Just the traffic. Mm-hmm. Some people could have, it may have taken them over an hour just to get out, depending on like where they were driving. Or, I mean, people were affected just being around that arena when they were letting out. Mm-hmm. And who didn't even step foot in that building? So imagine trying to get out, get to your car. I mean, depending on where they were. I mean, where they were in the arena, if they, everybody, even, it didn't matter if you took, if people were in the upper levels, they either took stairs or an elevator to get down. They may have to wait on the elevator, so many people can fit on those at a time. I'm pretty sure they don't have, you know, I don't know how many elevators could be built into that stadium. I don't know, but it just takes time to do all that stuff. And that could have ended up for some people being a 10-hour day. Uh-huh. And that's just that one day.
Yep.
That don't include Raw the next night if they went to that. That doesn't include, because where was Raw the next night? How far was that from? A
couple miles.
That doesn't include if they did NXT.
And there's probably people, there's even a possibility that some of those people that went to WrestleMania went to Access in the morning.
Yeah, see, that's a lot. And that also don't, and the way I think they're setting up that with the inclusion of NXT now, it makes it difficult for people to go to any independent shows that may be in the area.
I when I went, I wanted to go do other things, and it's hard. It's hard because you go to one event, and then let's say there's another event you want to go to, it's all the way on the other side of town.
Yeah, because they got to be in a certain, mm-hmm. I don't know if they tried it, or I don't know. I'm pretty sure
they lock
WWE out. Ain't gonna have nobody. Yeah, they're not gonna have nobody too close. It's all went upside, because I know people who were trying to make it, and I wonder if Lex said something about he was trying to go to. He went to ROH. He went to ROH when he was in. Yeah. No, did he?
No. He went to ROH, and he wanted to go to NXT, but he wasn't going to make it. He ended up selling his ticket.
Yeah, see, because the time they do the events, mm-hmm. and I think when AA, when you went, you almost. Actually, when you went, you almost got to go that Thursday to that NWA show.
I wanted to go to an NWA show. But the thing was, I was in Access, which was in Miami. And if I wanted to go to the NWA show, I had to haul ass back to Fort Lauderdale, which is a 30-minute drive. I would have never made it.
Yeah, and you got to find park and everything else. Yeah. But I think, you know, I'm one that's, and I know WWE, they have their own feelings about it. Nobody's beating them. You know, let these smaller promotions. I mean, that's the one time of the year when it shouldn't be viewed outside of TNA. Obviously, it shouldn't be viewed as any type of competition. Let those, you know. I'm surprised Dragon. I don't know if they did or not, but if one place that should have been allowed is Dragon Gate, because they have an agreement with them. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Rage, you want to go ahead and plug, buddy?
Yeah. So. This is just a very exhausting weekend. I'm sorry. This is a very exhausting, very tiring, but still fun, whatever. Thursday, we got Rant and Wrestling at 9 o'clock with Mofo Magic, Pootie, and Doomsday. Friday, we got Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Ray and the new co-host, Scott, Kid Human. That's Friday at 9. The Wrestling Call-In Show Saturday at 11 o'clock with Will Morgan. Sunday, What Are You Reading Comic Book Show with Surfer and Jordan Cobb. That's Sunday at 5. And then Talk Brunch with Phil. I'm tired as shit. Talk Brunch with Rick Dara and Padawan Jen. McWrestling. That's every Monday at 11:30 following Raw. And then it's the Mothership Show, The Rant with AA and Tony C. That's at 8 o'clock on Tuesdays. And then it's us immediately following The Rant at 11 o'clock. This is Freaks, Nets, and Geeks. Follow us in the group pages. Well, join our group pages. Follow us all on Twitter, Facebook, wherever you can find us. Listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, or Podbean. And tune in. Next time we'll have pay-per-view coverage. Will be Sunday, May the 1st for WWE Payback. Coverage begins with the pre-show at 7. Chat room will be open during the event. And then end the night with the post-show at 11 o'clock. That's it.
All right, Reed, you got anything else?
No, I'm good. I'm tired.
I understand. I'm good really to have tired. You back. Okay, well, get some rest. Double A, thank you. As always.
As always.
Thank you, sir. Couldn't help it with the wrestling talk at the end. It's in our blood. So I know y'all heard it, you know, and you're probably going to hear more of it, but thanks for listening to it. Just had to do it. Thank you so much again. Remember, everybody, keep Lala in your thoughts. There's a post that's in the Randy M group page. Just keep be mindful of Lala, what she's going through. And we'll see you all next week. Thanks for tuning out. Papers.